Just before we get to the game, thoughts on Tyler getting out there?
Yeah, I didn't know if the Jumbotron was on or what was going on, but that was a pretty good cheer to have him out there. And it's not hard to find at that size wearing orange. So it's good. It's been a long time for him more than anybody else, so it's good that he gets on the ice.
Any guesstimated timeline as to what you're looking at with him yet?
No. So, you know, we'll get through a real light day tomorrow, and we'll just start adding minutes to the point he can get to. And then after that, I mean, he's been off the ice for so very long, and it's not an injury that you can, I mean, they do their best to keep a guy right, but he's going to have to get pushed real hard on the ice for a little bit before he gets back in the lineup.
How many injuries you've had at Ford? How would you argue that maybe Myers may be the biggest one, given his role on this team, given how much many minutes he's played? How hard has it been to kind of adjust?
I think the thing that we missed the most was he was really, really playing well prior to his injury. So the five games before he went down, he was scoring. He was a plus player for us. He's a big-minute guy. And we've got a different look, but it's a youthful look up front, and we have different kinds of lines. Having a defenseman in each pairing that can bring the puck up the ice makes a big, big difference. So if we're just looking at theory, if you're running Trouba and Enstrom at times behind Lowry's line, they're not going to generate quite as much. You need some of that back end for Scheif and Little's line to come from the back end. And Paul and Benny have done a real good job with that. They're just not the same kind of offensive player that Tyler is. You can't deliver it the same way. So we have missed him. We've missed him greatly.